This is Audible.
Story of My Life, written by Lucy Score, narrated by Lila Winters and Sebastian York. Chapter 1. Vase, Wine, and an Ass-Kicking. Hazel. The harried trio of business-suited, triple-espressoed women at the window were enthusiastically plotting the demise of someone named Bernard in audits. Or maybe they were just going to report him to HR. It was hard to hear over the usual coffee shop din. The two men on my right with matching wedding bands were having a passionate argument about closet space. In the rest of the world, most divorces centered around issues like money, children, and monogamy. In Manhattan, I was willing to bet money that closet space made the top five. The barista looked like if she got any more bored as she took and filled orders, she'd lapse into a coma. Coma? I wrote on the notebook page. Would a heroine waking up from a coma make a good meet cute? I frowned and drummed my pen on the table. Not a long coma, obviously. There'd be things like leg hair and dandruff and heinous bad breath to contend with. Damn it. I covered my mouth with my hand and tried to subtly sniff out whether I'd remembered to brush my teeth that morning. I hadn't. I also hadn't shaved my legs, or showered, or combed my hair, or remembered to buy new deodorant to apply. Old Hazel had only wandered out of the apartment looking and smelling like this on deadlines. Current Hazel scurried around the shadows of the real world like an anti-hygiene mouse pretty much 24/7. Ugh, why is this so hard? I muttered. The couple with the closet issue shot me side-eye. Huh, that's what she said? I offered. The side eyes turned into expressive raised eyebrows and an unspoken agreement to vacate the table next to the baddie lady immediately. It's okay. I'm an author. I'm supposed to talk to myself in public. I explained hastily as they gathered their coffees and made their way to the door, ducking out into the sweltering August humidity. I groaned and clapped my hands to my cheeks, squishing them together to make a fish face. The gentleman in the Lenny Kravitz tank top, who looked like he was running his own genius bar, glanced up over his Ben Franklin glasses. I released my face and offered what I hoped was a human smile. He went back to his two cell phones and iPad while I wiped my palms on my shorts. My skin was that gross, impossible combination of greasy and flaky at the same time. When was the last time I'd completed my full skincare routine instead of just dunking my head under the faucet? Hell, when was the last time I'd completed anything? Well, I'd absolutely murdered the pad thai takeout last night. That counted, right? I scanned the cafe for some hint of the inspiration or motivation that had once made me a productive adult, but it was nowhere to be found. On a sigh, I scribbled out coma, as well as enemies to enemies and canoes. That last one had been overheard from a spry, retired Irish couple that looked as if they'd just walked out of an REI store. They'd ordered matchas and gluten-free scones before marching out in their coordinating hiking boots. The clock on the wall deemed it quitting time. I'd been here for 3 hours with nothing to show for it but an empty iced coffee with my name on it. I was 80% sure it had been my subconscious that made the barista sound like she had yelled, "Iced vanilla latte for has-been." On the kind of groan that past their prime people make when getting out of chairs at home, I stood up. I'd been festering in my apartment for too long if I couldn't remember the difference between privacy of one's own home and in the presence of others noises. I gathered my authory accessories, notebook, pen, laptop, and phone, and headed out into the heat. I felt my hair double in size before I reached the end of the block and was reaching up to smash it back down when I was shoulder-checked by a 5'6" bespoke Ralph Lauren-wearing guy shouting a series of escalating threats into his phone.